I'm always very grateful to be where I am, being able to travel and live my dreams. So I'm very proud, but also striving for more, and obviously working towards to bring more joy around the world.
Saan man ilugar ang Pilipino, paniguradong dala-dala nito ang mga talentong kayang-kayang ipakita sa buong mundo. Tulad na lamang ni John Pierce, ang Filipino-Australian na mas kilala ngayon bilang bahagi ng sikat na Australian children's group na The Wiggles. Hindi na bago si John sa harap ng kamera dahil siya ay parte ng Justice Crew, ang Australia's Got Talent Season 4 Grand Winner. Simula noon, hindi na wala kay John ang kagustuhang mag-perform at magpasaya ng maraming tao. Naging malaking bahagi ba ng kanyang pagkabata ang The Wiggles? At ano nga ba ang nararamdaman niya ngayong parte na siya ng isang sikat na grupo na nagsimula pa noong 1991?
Yeah, so I grew up watching The Wiggles. They were established 32 years ago now, and I'm 32. So I would have been at the perfect age when The Wiggles were, you know, on TV, and I did watch it. My childhood was great. You know, I had a twin brother. We shared a lot of hobbies together, and then dancing and singing didn't really come about until I was about 15, but you know, up until then it was about sports and we'd love to have a lot of fun together. So it was very good. We were very privileged. We didn't grow up in a very rich household, and we're very, you know, a poor family. We didn't have too much, but you know, we had each other, and bringing joy and having fun was something that we like to do. Yeah, it's been really good, and you know, touring with the Wiggles, it's a great team, and it's, you know, I love performing and singing and dancing and being able to, you know, bring joy to children around the world. It's very fulfilling, and I'm loving it. It's just one of those things you don't think that the Wiggles would ever be changing their lineup. And for me, watching them on TV was entertaining, and I love watching the Wiggles. But, you know, performing and entertaining didn't really come to the forefront of my mind until I was about 15 years old when we started dancing. And that's because I was a very shy kid growing up, and I kept to myself, and me and my brother were very similar. And we enjoyed sports. It's something that was natural for us. But the Wiggles in general, you would never have picked to be joining the iconic group. But it's a privilege. And every time I put on the purple skivvy, it's like I'm putting on a superhero costume. So we all have different stories on how we join the group. And for me, Anthony lives in the same neighborhood. So I bumped into him quite a few times just at the beginning of the pandemic. And, you know, we got to chatting on different ideas. And I was part of another music group called Justice Crew, which was the winner of Australia's Got Talent in 2010. So I've met Anthony and the guys from the Wiggles at different events around Australia. And when we got to talking, we built an organic friendship locally, and he just reached out one day and asked if I'd be open to trialing something. And I thought, why not? This is Anthony, the guy that I've been watching since I've been a child, and it's I'm always open to opportunities. And I said yes, and I came into the Wiggles HQ, met the team, and one thing led to another, and I'm now one of eight great Wiggles.
Ibinahagi ni John ang mga naging opinyon o reaksyon sa una niyang paglabas bilang isa sa Purple Wiggles at ang kanyang goal sa hinaharap sa grupo.
It was all positive stuff, and I had a lot of support from friends and family. And at first it was a bit different for especially Australia and a lot of the followers to accept the changes of, you know, becoming more diverse and having gender balance and all that sort of stuff. But it's in the end of the day, it's been really positive and received well. And I think having that representation across, you know, all the screens, it's been really good. And me being part Filipino that I haven't really spoken too much about, I think it's really good for especially children. Maybe in the Philippines, if they're watching the Wiggles, it would be really cool for them to see, you know, if you follow your dreams and you love singing and dancing, which I know a lot of Filipinos love to sing and dance, that they can pursue a career and potentially follow their dreams.
Do you envision yourself to be like Jeff, you know, just staying in the group for a long period of time until you reach your 40s, 50s?
He's nearly 70. we all aspire to be as healthy as these guys. And I think Jeff is so iconic, and my role is a little bit different. Although I'm in the purple skivvy, it's always been a dream to to be able to perform and bring joy around the world for the rest of your life. And as long as it lasts, and I think this will hopefully be around for another 30, 40, 50 years, as long as I'm still around at least.
Okay. Since you come from a hip hop group, like you said, the Justice Crew, is it hard for you to disassociate yourself from being like a regular actor, regular entertainer, from being one of the members of a children music group?
I think it's it kind of bring I bring it out in my character on stage where I play myself, so incorporating a bit of hip hop and break dance in the live performances as well as the online content. It's been really good, and it's a different form of dance that can be shown through the Wiggles. And a lot of Filipinos I know love to break dance. There was a dance group that I followed, the Philippine All Stars, which were very popular in the hip hop community and one of the world's best dance crews that I really looked up to and were very privileged to meet. Previously, and I think it's really cool to be able to show the next generation that even though I'm not the best in the world, but it's a good start to kind of, bring it out of the next generation.
Sa kasikatang tinatamasa, masayang ibinahagi ni John ang suportang natatanggap mula sa kanyang pamilya, lalo na sa kanyang ina na tubong Visayas.
My mom's from Cebu, so Cebu City. I'm very proud. It's my mom's always been like that. Being a Filipino mom, and she's my biggest ambassador and promoter, and she'll tell everybody all about it. And she's always been there. As most Filipinos, my aunties, they're all the same. They're very happy Filipino moms. There's so common, and not to stereotype Filipinos in general, but they're very similar. And I think everyone can relate that has a Filipino mom that they teach you to put family first and to be sensitive and all that sort of stuff. And she's never been the type to, go become a doctor or become a nurse or all that sort of stuff. She's been very supportive in what I want to do and to pursue my dreams, which is essentially in music and dance.
Hindi maipagkakaila na hindi lang bata ang humahanga kay John. Kaya naman nang mag-viral ito sa social media, paano niya ba ito tinanggap?
What is your reaction when you have different ages of audiences? You have like the adult audiences, you have the children audiences. What was your reaction when you got viral on TikTok?
It's been really positive, and I think I did not expect that. And the main demographic and the audience for the Wiggles are children, and the parents have to the parents watch the show too. And unfortunately, me posting videos about me myself and as it crosses over to the Wiggles, with that generation on TikTok, they grew up with the original Wiggles and seeing, there's a new Wiggle and some of them recognizing me from Justice Crew, my previous group, and that contrast has been all really positive stuff. I find it quite funny, but it made a lot of conversation online.
Punong-puno ng pagpapasalamat ang puso ni John sa karerang tinatahak niya ngayon. At para sa mga taong may gustong makamit, narito ang kanyang payo.
I think, I'm always very grateful to be where I am, being able to travel and live my dreams. And, I do say that, practicing daily gratitude is great and being able to do what I love. So I'm very proud. But also striving for more, and obviously working towards to bring more joy around the world. Follow your passions and dreams, and what makes you happy, and don't give up. And I think you just get around the right people and just dream big. I think that's the biggest message is don't give up on your passions and follow what really makes you happy.
Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.